We have talked about the book of James starting in the summer. We have gone from persevering through trials, receiving pure joy, which from the human mindset, it doesn't make sense. But when you do it God's way, it does make sense. And when you do it God's way, you begin to have pure joy, because when you follow His plan, not your own, you will find pure joy, which is what we talked about last week, which was the first one was follow God's plan, not your own plan, even if it does sound logical. Talked about how Abraham and Sarah, who Abraham was a very, very wise person, and Sarah was a very logical person and had the idea, hey, this is a custom that we can do, so why don't we have a child through one of the slaves, and because I'm way too old, that makes sense. But that wasn't God's plan. So we got to make sure that we have God's plan, not our own, when it comes to wisdom. And also, good wisdom is God's wisdom, which was on last week as well. And today I want to talk about turning instruction into application. We've been hearing about instruction over and over, how to go through trials, how to gain perseverance, how to learn how to have perseverance, how to have patience, how to gain wisdom, how to receive wisdom, how to make sure the wisdom's from God, and now how to apply it. We listen and listen all the time, but a lot of times we have to take action. I'm not a big TV guy, but there is a show that I watch, and you may have heard of it. It's called My 600-Pound Life, and it's a pretty interesting show. You could judge me if you want to, but I find it fascinating because these people go into this doctor office, and they're in a great need of help, and they're actually basically drug addicts on food. I mean, just to be honest with you. And they come in as 500, 600, sometimes 700 pounds. There was even one individual who was close to 1,000 pounds. And we look at it and we go, my goodness, that is just, how can you do that? And so the doctor sits them in and he says, okay, this is about how much you eat a day. And this is what you're going to do now. And if you want to have this weight loss surgery, which he takes the stomach and then he makes it so that way they can eat small things, this and that. But he says, you got to prove to me that you can do this. And so they have to go through a month on his diet plan. So a lot of these individuals, they come in with 4,000 to 7,000, some 20,000 calories a day. And now he cuts it to 1,200 a day. That's a pretty big cut. So there is no doubt and no question that when you do that, you're going to lose some weight, right? So when they come back to the doctor's office and they're not seeing the results that were, they begin to have these excuses. Well, you know, I looked at your diet plan. I listened to what you said and I did this and that. And the doctor gives them no slack at all. And he says, there is absolutely no way, no possible way that you should have not reached that goal. But what does that mean? That means that they had to apply what they were hearing. One of the funniest memes I've ever seen was a picture of a guy, and he's out of shape, and it's the before picture, and then it says 90 days without working out, and the after picture is just the duplicate picture of the before. So it's the same guy in the same picture, and the bottom line is this: if you don't do what the diet says, you ain't gonna see any results, right? I think all of us, and I know most of us at least, have gone on a diet. We have different reasons. You know, we have holidays, we have a big event, weddings, family reunions, or we just want to look good for the summer vacation, whatever it may be, or maybe your blood pressure's high, your cholesterol, your doctor's getting on to you, and you go on a diet. We can read what to do. We can listen to what the YouTube videos say. We can look at the workout programs and watch them and get motivated. We can even listen to a Rocky soundtrack and get pumped. But if we don't do it, we're not going to see the results.
Right.
When it comes to our lives as Christians, when it comes to our lives in wisdom, when it comes in our lives as just living for Christ, we can hear the word, and that's what we've been talking about. You gain wisdom through listening to God, reading His word, listening to His word, asking if it's from God, discerning if it's from God. But we also got to do it.
Yes.
We have to apply it to our lives. So, you know it, now you can do it. You know it, now you can do it. James wrote to the early church about this mentality. And this is what he says. He says, understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. You must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Human anger does not produce the righteousness God desires. So get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the word of God that is planted into your hearts, for it has the power to save your souls. And in verse 22, which is the key verse, but don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you're just fooling yourselves. I read an article from an individual named Catherine Pulsifer, and it's titled, Trusting God and Not This World. And this is what she says. Quote, we should all read the Bible, but there's more to it than just reading. The Bible's real power comes from when we put its words into action. And while you may not put his words into action, you should also realize that some will think you are strange or odd because you do not conform to the ways of this world. The whole idea of living the Word of God means you are operating as if you're on the other side. So what does this mean? She says, in essence, it means that to those who do not follow Jesus, your behavior is opposite to the behavior that is expected of you given the current culture. That speaks more of what the self wants than of what is the right thing to do, end quote. We all know, we've heard, action speaks louder than words. And that's very true in the Christian life. Which brings us to my first point, which is listening is great, doing is better. How many of y'all have ever heard somebody say, listen to me, and you listen? What good is listening if you don't do it? It's not very good. We don't just listen or read God's word. We don't just get convicted by the Holy Spirit and then not change. We don't just see if this is from God, if this is the God's direction, is this God's plan, is this it from Him, is this not from Him. We have to act it and apply it to our lives. We have to do what it says, not just listen or read to it. James makes it clear that listening is good, but this is not the final product. Doing it is the final product. Benjamin Franklin once said, quote, well done is better than well said. Very simple. Again, I want to say again that this takes time. I've been saying this. I've been trying to encourage you guys. This takes time. It's a process. But you got to start somewhere in order to start the process. I also like this quote from Zig Ziglar. This is what he says. Quote, you don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. End quote. We got to ask God. We have to desire God. We have to know if it's from God. We have to know wisdom is from God and not from this earth. Or it's unspiritual or it's demonic, as James has said in his letters. A proverb a day, a psalm a day, a chapter a day, a devo a day. Whatever it is, all of that in one day. You have to start the process. And as you go, you'll get better and better. Which brings me to my second point, which is you have to obey to learn His way. James says, verse 23, for if you listen to the word and don't obey, it is like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. What a great illustration. And it's funny to me because this was in ancient times. James is talking to some people that, you know, they need a little help, and he's giving them this illustration. Now, you notice that he says, and I did a little study on this, he basically said, man looks in the mirror. And I wonder if he was trying to be funny or if that was just kind of a coincidence because, I mean, I love you ladies. Y'all are great, but, I mean, y'all staying a long time in front of that mirror, you know? And I don't think when you leave the mirror, you forget what you look like. You're thinking, oh, man, I got to check my hair. Earlier, about 2 hours ago, it was a little bit off right here. I got a couple of hairs this way. But, man, they look in here, and they look in the mirror, and they go, all right, it looks good. Let's go. And they forget what they look like, right? Come on, guys, help me out here. But that's just how it is. When we step away from the mirror, we don't know exactly what we look like. Well, if you don't apply God's word to your life, it's very easy to just go back to the old ways that you were at. You know, we have two beasts, as I said previously. We have a good beast, we have a bad beast. It all depends on what beast you're feeding. And the more you feed that beast, the bigger that beast will get.
Right.
We have a natural desire to do bad things. So you say, well, I've never had the thought of murdering someone. I've never had the thought of doing something crazy like that. I think all of us have had times where we've been pretty upset. We've been angry. We all have different struggles. We've all thought about doing bad things. I know you guys may not believe this, but sometimes people on the road drive me crazy. I really think there's like a chemical in their brain or something. And like when they get on a certain interstate, they just go brain dead. You know, some people just pull up, they'll just pull off the middle of the road, just they go from 70 to 0. You know, or they just pull out in front of the meteor, they'll just pull you off, or they'll run a stop sign, pull out in front of you and go 15. And I'm going, Lord, you created these people. Yeah. You know, like what's going on? And I get upset. Now, I've come a long way because, you know, I'll be honest with you. There's a lot of times where I'm kind of glad that fish is on the back of the car. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, man, I'm not the witness today, you know. I can't wear my church shirt because I'm in a bad mood. And if somebody comes up to me, I'm like, don't talk to me. We have those days, okay? So we have to constantly be able to feed the right beast. And so we hear the word, but we have to also know the word, know God. We also have to know by applying it in our lives. By knowing God and His Word, you can detect if there is danger for you and your family. Before I started doing ministry full time, I worked at a deer ranch. And so every single morning I would go out there and I would take care of these deer, Kenneth and Lita's ranch. And so every day I would go out there early in the morning and I'd see these deer, and these deer would see me. And deer are amazing. I did some study on them and did some research, and they are very, very hard to hunt. There's a hunting season for them, and that's during the time when they're the most vulnerable because there's breeding season, and so they keep their guard down. But outside of that, deer are very, very hard to take. Their instincts are amazing. Their sight's not the greatest, but their smell is just amazing. Researchers say that they could smell three different things at the same time, be able to identify all three of them at the same time. They can detect anything. And 9 times out of 10, they knew I was coming before I even saw them. But it's not only that. Their smell's amazing, but also their hearing. Well, how's their hearing so good? Well, when you're out there every day and you're not a predator, you're always on the defense. And you're always looking to see if there's something out of order, something out of line, something doesn't smell right, something doesn't look right, something's moving over there, I don't know what it is. And they're always on guard, always. Now, they will occasionally, they'll protect their fawns and things like that. And, you know, but the point is, deer are always prepared for the predator to come. They're quick, they're fast, they can move, they're quick. Oh, man, they're quick. And a lot of times when I would go out there and I'd feed those deer, they were okay with me, but they saw me every day. So they, okay, yeah, we know you. We'll keep our distance from you, though. We'll make sure you're not going to pull anything on us, you know. But if I brought a visitor out there, and I brought two visitors out there, that ain't happening. That was too much. They knew something was off, or it was different. A lot of times in our lives, we have to always be looking to see if the enemy's after us. Yes. We have to be able to identify, is this of God? Well, how do I know if this is God or not? How do I know that the predator's after me? Lord, is what I'm hearing, is that from you? Lord, what I'm seeing, is that from you, or is that not from you? Well, how do I know that? Well, just as deer study everything, and they study the nature, and they study what's here and there, we got to study God's word and know if this is of the world or if it's of God. Amen. We have to have those instincts like deer do. And whenever we do those things in our lives, and we're on the defense, we're not going to live a triumphal life because we know. And when we push towards perseverance, like we've been talking about, we know that God's going to get us through it. You have to work to build up. One example of this is that I have, I got a whole bunch of examples today. I don't know why I went a little crazy on it, but is a house. You always start a house from the bottom up. You got to have a good foundation. You got to start the frame. You got to go up from there. You can't put a roof on there until it gets to the top. You can't protect it until you get built up all the way to the top. You got to know what's in the house. And it's not just a couple of sticks here and there. and then we're good to go. There's a lot of things and details that go into the house. Well, when we build up our house in life, our spiritual body, our temple, when it comes to the Lord, we have to build up. Where's your foundation? Are you building up? It's not just a couple of days and you're done. You have to build up your faith. You have to build up towards the Lord. And when you listen and hear and you see and you read and you act and apply, you will see and receive true wisdom from above. Bottom line is this. Friends, we got to take action. We got to take action in our lives. We have to take action. What we read, what we say. We got to show our family and our kids how to do this. I don't get this. I'm coming up with a job interview, or I got, you know, this has happened. We may have to move. My child's rebelling, or, you know, whatever it may be. I need wisdom. I don't know how to handle this. It's our job as a church to be able to point them to what God says and to pray towards the Lord and ask for wisdom during that time. So we have to be a doer, not just a listener. Remember, perseverance, patience, endurance, wisdom. We know how to do it all now. But no matter how much we hear it, we have to do it. We have to be able to do it. You know it, and you can do it. So this is what I want you to do. You may not be struggling with that this week, but you may be coming across somebody who is. And it just seems like they're in a trial right now, and it seems like they're just nothing's working out right, and they're just in misery. They don't know what pure joy is during trials. They may not even serve God. They may not even know who Jesus is. Just explain to them that you can receive joy during these trials. Now, their immediate reaction will probably be, what? What are you talking about? But when you point them to the Lord, and they begin to develop their house, or begin to develop their plan, or begin to develop their faith, whatever analogy you want to use, when they start and then go up from there, they'll begin to see what God's plan is. And begin to see that God was with them all along, and that God is right there. And when you call out to God, then they will see what God wants. Amen. And when they follow Him, they follow His plan, and they learn and love the Lord, they will receive pure joy. Amen. Because in the end, they'll make it through eternal life, as James said. In the end, we receive a crown of glory. So focus on that as the prize goal. I encourage you all to ask for wisdom every single day. Every day. Read Scripture. Meditate on His Word. Meditate on it. Ask God for direction. Pray for people who need wisdom and direction. Encourage them. And if you see a Scripture or verse, share it with them. Be a light for people. Because a lot of people don't know how to face trials. They just hit it right on the tip. Man, they just get punched right on the chin. They just take it. And it just hurts. And it's not easy. But you can receive pure joy through it. But you have to be able to act and live and be a doer, not just a listener.